Shalom, Mishpachah, and welcome to the Shofar Message Program. This is Dan, your co-host, along with my wife and very best friend, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, my love, and Erev Tov to you all. Last week, we began looking at what is the most important knowledge for you as mature Christians to inform any new follower of Christ, which is the importance of growing one's salvation to achieve total sanctification.
Well, this is basic information.
But it's often overlooked, especially as the years pass. We often set aside these pertinent truths, mostly because we assume we won't forget how important these instructions are for all new believers. Therefore, a refresher course is needed from time to time. And according to a few responses last week, has been received with gratitude.
And we can thank the Lord for that because He laid it on your heart back around Christmas time.
Yeah. And tonight we'll continue in that vein after a little pertinent news. And then we'll also look at John chapter 13. But first, let us bless the Lord.
Abba, Father, we bless you and praise your holy name. May we be found worthy to operate as your disciples, to teach others your precepts. Send them to us as we promise to act on the leading from your Holy Spirit. You are a good and gracious God, and we put our trust in you to fulfill your will and also to protect those who are called by your name while enticing our loved ones into your fold, because before the last trumpet sounds. Until then, keep our burdens light and watch over Israel as they battle evil on many fronts. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, a quick word on the caucus last night.
Okay, Trump won. DeSantis came in second, beating Haley, and Vivek dropped out. Everyone actually knew Trump would win, and he did receive 51%. Although not by much, I'm very glad DeSantis beat Haley, who many of us feel that she's just a rhino. And Trump was back in court today and is doing a rally tonight.
Yeah, he certainly is burning the candle on both ends.
His amazing energy.
Okay, latest on Israel.
Well, despite how Washington says they support Israel in open forum, there are disagreements over core issues, in that Biden would like to see the war in Gaza wind down and is adamant that the humanitarian aid situation must change dramatically. But Israel says the aid is more than sufficient. Biden is insistent that the war lead to a political process toward a Palestinian state. No surprise. And according to the Wall Street Journal, Biden actually hung up on Netanyahu after saying, "This conversation is over." And I guess they haven't talked since then, and that's over 3 weeks ago. And apparently they had been talking every day.
So Biden sends Blinken last week.
Yeah, with a long list of expectations and demands, but that didn't go well either. Of course, Israel's war cabinet, even though there are some squabbles amongst themselves, don't see things as Washington does either.
Right. They say the war will continue until Hamas is toppled.
And there is absolutely no capacity right now among the Israeli public to even consider the creation of a Palestinian state. Israel says they are making good progress, but it will be a long war.
And Iran is really pushing our buttons these days.
Oh, I'll say. And as you know, we did finally begin to retaliate with, like, in the beginning, 60 strikes in Yemen, after the Houthis shot a missile toward our ship in the Red Sea, and it's crazy.
And it's been like a tit for tat ever since.
Mm-hmm. And Biden had the gall to say the other day that we are not in a proxy war with Iran?
Does he think we're all that stupid?
Obviously. But some of us actually do pay attention to what's going on.
And Israel's war is a proxy war with Iran, too?
Yeah, Israel is. Hezbollah and Hamas and Houthis, too, on a smaller scale somewhat. But apparently last November, Israel shot down a long-range incoming missile from Yemen because it was aimed at Israel's port of Eilat. And get this. Israel used its hypersonic aero defense system from outside the Earth's atmosphere to do it.
You mean from space?
Yeah. It has several batteries up there, and this was believed to be the very first time they ever used it.
Talk about knowledge increasing.
Daniel 12:4.
And Taiwan had their presidential elections.
Yes, and thankfully, the same DDP party won. So the once Vice President Lee is now president since the past president's two terms were over. So the voters shrugged off China's warnings that unless China's pick of the KMT party won, there would be an increase in the risk of conflict. By the way, China did try to interfere in Taiwan's election with not just fear porn, but also real porn of pictures of the new President Lee, but voters believe they were fake, and likely they were. And many suspect China will act against Taiwan before Biden leaves office. Of course, China hopes he stays.
I wonder how China will interfere in our coming elections.
I don't know, but they surely will. Maybe even get rid of Trump. Just look at all the thousands of Chinese nationals that have come in through our southern border. And since many of you, by the way, live in Ohio, our Governor DeWine, who vetoed the bill that would have stopped transgender mutilations, was overturned by our state legislature, praise the Lord. But also, we have found out that DeWine has received around $400,000 from hospitals that just happen to provide sex changes.
You know, greed is everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And you know what is a real hoot?
Do tell.
While America embraces sodomy, drag queens, pedophilia, and gender mutilations, Russia bans all of it, and especially any sex change surgery. And then there's California, who not only gives free health care to illegal aliens, that also includes free sex changes paid by the taxpayers.
No wonder so many are leaving there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we welcome all of your comments and end-time questions, either by email to Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Or call the office and leave a detailed message too, 440-834-9006. Or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Please consider a love offering, which is always received with much gratitude, and any correspondence will place you on our newsletter mailings. You can also bless us with your donation on our webpage, ShofarMinistries.net, where all our past radio and newsletters are archived for your learning pleasure. Okay, let's begin with a little review.
Yes, and last week's program, as in all our programs, are up on ShofarMinistries.net for your benefit. Because we gave many scriptures last week, and I think that one of the main ones that sums it all up is 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Keyword?
Completely.
Yes. Our spirit being is saved and sanctified at salvation. a done deal, saved, and going to heaven. But to be more victorious, you must grow that sanctification from your spirit, then to your soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And then finally to your flesh.
And it's a process.
Yes. And it depends on your resolve as to how long it will take. More word equals more of Yeshua's sanctification. It's not complicated or hard. It's just Him. Taking in more of Jesus moves you right along. And this is important for all believers, especially new ones, to know. How will they know unless you share this knowledge with them? You know, last week we looked at the typology of the temple, pointing out how you should not stay an outer court Christian, rather proceed to the holy place, which is the next or the middle court. But how does one enter the middle court?
By washing in the water.
Which Ephesians 5:26 tells us is the word. And then keep going forward into the Holy of Holies, where God sits and where you never have to leave.
So, should be the permanent residence of all Christians.
That is the prize that Paul talks about in Philippians 3:14, which says,
"And I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus."
Yep. That upward call. So tonight, let us examine another typology, and that's in John chapter 13. The scene takes place just after eating the bread and wine of the Passover Seder meal, which is a type of our communion where we confirm His sacrifice that saves us. Now we will see what happens after we are saved, confirming what must come after our salvation. Saints, this is an amazing typology. Honey, please read verses 5 through 9 of John chapter 13.
After that, Jesus poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, are you washing my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head."
So the disciples had to be washed or they could have no part of Jesus. In other words, they would be useless if they remained in the outer court. Rather, they had to wash to advance into any kind of ministry. It's this step of advancement where we begin to understand what our ministry might be, because all Christians are given a certain measure of faith to achieve their gift, which we are all given. You know, until I learned some basic Hebrew roots, in this case the temple plans, I could in no way understand the depth of John 13.
So, bottom line, we must be washed in the water of the Word.
And with diligence, so to quickly progress into total sanctification, which again is needed for any ministry.
So, the question always comes up, how much or how long should we study each day?
Honestly, when you begin to really study with a concordance for proper definitions and compare scriptures by using your cross references, your desire will be to continue more every day, at least for a few hours, and actually the time will fly by. You know, a mentor of mine years ago said, ideally, we should tithe our time in God's Word, which is a little over 2 hours, and if you have to miss a day, be sure to make it up. So I did. But again, you choose yourself how quickly you want to progress. But when I study, 3 to 4 hours just zooms by. And when I was working outside the home years ago, I looked forward to my day off and would spend 8 or 9 hours at a time, always studying verse by verse, so do not miss the context. What's also great is as you spend time with Jesus, for he is the Word, I'll say it again, your hunger automatically grows.
That's because the Holy Spirit is growing inside of you.
Okay, let's continue in John 13 because this is another great typology. Please read verses 10 and 11 as now a different word is introduced.
Jesus said to Peter, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you. For Jesus knew who would betray him. Therefore, he said, you are not all clean.
So we see in verse 10 that Jesus says, once we are bathed, notice he adds the word bathe. Bathed in what?
In his blood.
Yes. Salvation is the cleaning, a one-time deal, or a one-time bathing, to be completely clean. But one wasn't clean.
Judas.
Right. So after we are bathed, then we only need to wash our feet, because the feet was a picture of our flesh that needs to be sanctified as well. He also instructs in verse 14 that we should wash each other's feet.
In other words, share these truths with one another.
Yes, and that's a command for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Another FYI to mention is up in verses 4 and 5 where the towel he used to wipe them was white linen from the Greek word lintion, which is the same kind of cloth used around the wilderness tabernacle and the swaddling cloths that he was wrapped in at birth. Now, Jesus, in the next three chapters, continues to teach his truths. And what is really interesting is, typologically, we see him entering into the next area of the tabernacle and praying to his father in chapter 17.
A very heartwarming conversation.
Mm-hmm. And then, this is so cool, closing out the book of John, we see him ascending to the Holy of Holies to be with the Father. The entire book of John is a type of one's spiritual journey as a Christian through the life of Christ.
Using the picture of tabernacle.
Yep. It's just so amazing. So, in other words, the first 12 chapters, we have our Lord's birth and ministry on earth to which all the Jews are admitted. Typologically, that would be in the first part of the tabernacle or the outer court. He is called the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, fulfilling the sacrifice on the brazen altar.
That's in the outer court.
Right. Then, as we just covered in chapter 13, we see Jesus preparing his disciples for ministry by the example of the washing of the feet, and only the feet, in the laver. Now, in chapters 14 through 16, Jesus continues teaching them his word and reveals the Holy Spirit to them.
Now they've advanced to the holy place.
Yes. For in chapter 17, we see Jesus praying, representing the altar of incense in the holy place, or the middle court, in which Jesus prays,
sanctify them by your truth. Your word is true.
The disciples will soon be ready to enter the next and final phase of discipleship after his death, and promises them the Comforter will come. And in John's final chapter, he will enter the real Holy of Holies as they watch him ascend into heaven and sits next to his Father.
You know, the Gospel of John is just amazing.
Which is why, when you see all the typology, why it is recommended for all new believers. And by the way, it also surrounds all the feasts, which is entirely about Jesus and his past and future fulfillment of them. Okay, in our last few minutes, and we did read a few of these scriptures last week, but bears repeating because these are also examples for pursuing total sanctification, as in Hebrews 2:11.
For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one. For which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
Key words here.
Those who are being sanctified.
Yes, also Hebrews 10:14.
For by one offering.
That's our bathing.
He has perfected forever those who are being sanctified.
Again, did you hear that?
Being sanctified.
So no doubt it's a process. Let's try Galatians 4:19.
My little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you.
See, they were saved, but Christ hadn't fully grown in them, spirit, soul, and body, to total sanctification. So in the next chapter, Paul tells them in Galatians 5:16 and 17 to
walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that your soul desires. Because, as he says in verse 24,
and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
That is our goal. Continue.
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Yeah. And of course, Yeshua's own words to his Father, we'll say it again, John 17:17.
Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
Again, remember, your flesh will fight being in the Word until it too is sanctified. Then the battle has been won and all your armor is complete. Besides that, what else happens while you are being sanctified?
Your faith grows.
Right. So keep studying the Word that never grows old. So to never go backwards. And then the prayers of the righteous are as a sweet aroma to his nose, like the incense rising in his temple. And lastly, when I became first saved, I immediately heard pastors, and they still say it today, repent and bring your burdens up here to the altar and don't take them back. Crucify your flesh. Just resist the devil and he will flee. And those are all great words, for they tell us what to do, but they omit how to do it. They take things out of context, as in James 4:7, resist the devil and he will flee. But they don't read the three words before that, that says submit to God. What does submit mean? Be in total obedience, or to obey his word, that says be totally sanctified. Then resistance to the devil is a non-starter. But practically every week I would see the same people at the same altars repenting for the same sins, never keeping victory, displaying their woe is me mentality, and seldom seeing that joy God promises us. Now, when they did tell us to be in the Word, I just read a few verses every day from my devotional, and I wasn't getting fully sanctified. So when a great blow came to my personal life, I blamed God and soon backslid. But I learned from it, because years later, soon after rededicating my life, a sweet mentor of mine told me in her Bible class that tithing our time in his word would give us the assured victory needed to overcome any arrow from the enemy. And she was right. And now I'm sharing this gold nugget with you because few others will. But again, it is always your choice, just as it's your choice to make Jesus Lord over your life and bathe in his blood and live in eternity with him forever and ever. Now is the time, because it only gets more difficult the longer you wait. I'll leave you with the Aaronic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her will prosper in every way. That's Psalm 122, verse 6. Till next time, Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.